This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cherry Hill Volvo team compliments you for choosing the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us, and our team is eager to establish a relationship with you, the Scioli listener. Contact Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, the fanatic may not be considered an essential employee anymore. Do you know that?
That's harsh.
Upset. I agree. This guy's had a rough year, the fanatic. I mean, first they sued him and said that he wasn't real, that he was a violation of copyright law. Poor guy had to go through all that. Then they redesigned him. Now Major League Baseball, according to the story I read, is saying that they have to limit the number of essential employees as they get the season open again. First of all, there'll be no sliding, no spitting, right?
Yes.
Right.
You can't spit.
I didn't see the no sliding part. How's that going to work? That's an essential part of baseball.
It was part of the Wall Street Journal story that it said that there was no, you know, because it, you know, you could slide into somebody too close contact.
Got it?
Okay, sure.
But here's what I understand though: if you throw a ball and they catch it in, so what happens if you touch the ball without your mitt?
And you have to.
I think you're shot.
I think you're shot. Well, of course you have to, right? But then can't you spread the fomites, right? We'll get on the ball and then you throw it to somebody else. Now they've got it.
Right.
So are the players going to have to wear gloves on both hands?
Yeah, or they're going to have to put hand sanitizer dispensers at each base instead of the coaches.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. Like the little Purell.
No, the coach will have the Purell.
You get to the
second base. Come here. Give me your hand.
Time out. I want. You got to step off the base real quick.
The games will go from 4 hours to 12 hours.
Yes.
Yep. Really.
I just
want
to watch him calling that game, right? The guy's color commenting on it.
Yep.
And he's pulling out that Purell. Looks like a new flavor of Purell. What is that? lavender? Might be lavender.
Actually.
Oh, that New York.
Is there some moisturizer in that Purell? I think so. If I'm looking at that bottle, I'm not sure.
They put a bottle of hand sanitizer in front of the office early this week or late last week that is edible. I'll send a picture of it. It says edible hand sanitizer on it.
Yeah, that's the children. They're going to eat that, and then we're going to have one child overdose on it, and then they're going to have to ban it for everybody. Do they have the warning, do not eat this, on there? They should.
I would hope so.
I'll have to go look.
They should never have anything edible, because then they don't know what's edible and what's not edible.
You see, Greg?
Edible.
Yeah. See?
It's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea, because if your kid is dumb enough to eat hand sanitizer, that should be on you, but it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. It
should be on everybody.
IQ test.
Right.
I just think it's terrible that MLB, the first two items on their list of non-essential are mascots and then the bat boys and girls, number one and number two.
All right, well, so first of all,
what about
the ball
boy?
Girls are absolutely essential.
Yes.
I need them. No, we really do. I mean, I need them. They break up the game.
Yeah.
Do they not?
They do.
We don't need them.
And it's
but
a
the
lifetime
ball girls, we need them.
No, it's a lifetime experience. Like, they can social distance.
Rich, you know why she's saying this, right? Because she thinks that Michael or David is going to get a job as a bat boy sometime. You know what I mean?
So you're right, Greg.
Yeah.
This is the amazing thing about Dawn, right? She'll let her one son play football, but if the other son wants to be a bat boy for the Phillies, she won't let him do that. I don't really understand, but then again, that's the mystery of Dawn. So one kid can play tackle football, sweat all over him, bodily fluid, and knocking people down, heads getting bashed. The other kid wants to pick up a bat, put it back in the dugout. No chance. Not going to let him happen. Not going to let him do it.
Yeah. Well, because football, you wear the helmet. Those helmets are good.
The helmet, the magic helmet.
See?
They protect everything. And nobody's ever gotten CTE with a helmet.
No, or anything. Go ahead, Dawn. Tell us more concussions in soccer. Go ahead. Do your daily.
Soccer, there even you go. Wrestling.
But wrestling, look it up. UFC, wrestling. Right?
Look it up. Yes. Trust me, it's because they're against boys, and football has nothing to do with concussions. Look it up.
Right. Look, they're against. This is an attack on men, right?
Yes, it is. On boys and men.
Oh, God.
Okay. Totally agree. I think.
I mean, I'm telling you. This is the truth, because women don't really play football in the professional level.
Right.
So.
So what is the danger with being a bat boy, though?
I never said they couldn't be a bat boy if they didn't, you know. But he's a lifeguard, so I'd rather have him lifeguarding up in the stand by himself.
What if he has to rescue someone?
That's true.
And what if they need him, Dawn, off the coast of New York City to pull people out of the ocean?
Then he'd have to go in that water.
Bill de Blasio recruits him for that duty. I mean, that could be very, very important, you know.
The non-lifeguard lifeguards at New York City beaches.
Yeah, we don't have lifeguards, but we'll have lifeguards come and pull you out of the water.
Yeah. That's why I wanted a lifeguard. Because the cops, he should, like, call the cops. Call 911. Hey, you better get that guy out.
I'm just saying, you know, this is the kind of stupidity that makes me laugh. So mascots are not essential workers, which I think is ridiculous, because mascots are the ultimate social distancers.
Yes.
You just have the mascot not touch anybody. They can go out there and dance and do all the things, but just don't have them go near people. Problem solved. Or have them go near people and then just spray the freaking guy down with Lysol afterward.
Yeah, or use my UVA, UVB wand.
There you go.
All over the mascot, just wand him down.
That's it. Do that. What's the problem? I don't know why everything's got to be motivated by fear. You can clean it. I mean, mascot, first of all, I'm sure the Fanatic is filthy on a good day. But pre-COVID, that thing was disgusting, yes. I'm sure, right?
It's like a big,
like, every mascot out there is probably, if you were to hold a blue light to them, they're probably disgusting, right?
Oh, gosh.
But we survived. Like, we made it. All those people hugging the mascot, me included, we're still here.
That's nasty.
You know, Swoop hasn't taken a shower in years.
That's true.
I haven't washed that guy down. But somehow or another, I've hugged him. I've partied with him. I'm still alive. True. But now with COVID, they go, well, it might get in the fur, and we can't, you know, we don't know if we can cleanse the fur. Like, what? How long does COVID live on mascot fur? Does anyone know?
It could survive. It could survive for days.
Well, I want the CDC and the FDA to come out and say, how long COVID-19 lasts on mascot fur?
Well, you would
this
just
is what we need to know.
Get the Lysol, the lavender scent Lysol. 99.9% of viruses, just spray them down.
Spray them down with a power hose. You know what I mean? Like one of those power hoses you have at your house to do power washing. Spray them with that.
Not in the first Rambo.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Exactly. Delousing them. Delouse them and then let them throw shirts into the crowd and hot dogs. And there's nobody in the crowds. So what are they worried about? There's nobody in the stands for the mascot to even go and touch. What are they worried about? This is ridiculous.
Now, I do agree they have no face touching to give signs, or finger licking, or high fives.
You can't lick your own fingers?
Nope, don't lick your fingers.
And you can't face touch to give signs?
No.
So what are you going to touch your crotch? What are you going to do?
You can touch your, you can touch your other parts, but not your face.
Wow. The whole system.
Baseball is going to stink. By the way, baseball is going to be even more boring now than it ever was ever before. Ever. Sure. And yeah, these games are going to go. Thank God I'm still not on after the Phillies, because I'd be on it. Like, I'd be on it at 4:15 to 4:20 a.m. is basically when I'd be on. When I used to come on after the games. And then what happens if they go into extra innings? It'll take 7 weeks for a game.
Yes. You got to clean everything.
So the season will start in July and end in the year 2035. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. They're just taking the fun out of everything.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.